Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. God has spent a great portion of chapter 1 warning the scorner, the foolish, and the rebellious. Now at the beginning of chapter 2, he turns his attention to those who have a heart to learn and grow, to obey and serve. Many hundreds of years before, Job had asked the question, "But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding?" The cry of Pilate, the Roman governor, can still be heard as it echoes down the corridors of time. What is truth? In this chapter, these questions are answered. Here the subject of wisdom is discussed. What it is and how to get it. The first step is to receive the Word of God. There are a number of scriptures that give us instruction as to what this means. In the parable of the sower, Jesus spoke of those who with an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, typified this spirit. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Later, the Apostle Paul received the word of God in the proper manner. Throughout the centuries of the Christian church, the Bereans have stood as example to us all. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Here they are commended above those of Thessalonica because of their responsive hearts and positive attitudes. However, let us not overlook the fact that among the Thessalonians, there were some who received the word of God in the right way. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. The word of God, therefore, must not be received as a stranger at the door, but as a friend who we've been longing to see, as a teacher for whom we have the greatest respect and from whom we are eager to learn, as a wise counselor upon whom we can lean for advice and direction in life. His second instruction to those eager to be taught is to hide my commandments with thee. This speaks of lodging the word of God in our hearts, that it might be ever with us. This can be one of the greatest blessings and most profitable spiritual experiences in which we can engage. I recall that as a young Christian, I began this practice. I was working at a Sears and Roebuck store on Lake Street in Minneapolis, and I walked 10 blocks to and from work. I used that time to memorize the scriptures. I had enrolled in the Navigator's Scripture Memory course, and the verses were sent to me on small cards that I could carry wherever I went. I memorized scores of verses and reviewed them diligently. To this day, I can recall those verses, and frequently, in a witnessing situation, the Holy Spirit will call one to my remembrance. Time that could have easily been wasted, I put to good use through lodging the Word of God in my heart. Those 20 blocks I walked each day became a time of tremendous spiritual growth that has proved to be of great value down through the years. Once the Word is securely lodged in the heart, Satan cannot snatch it away.